Welcome back to Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. The time right now is 5:33. As public testimony concerning Bill 60, the so-called Secular Charter of Values, continues at the National Assembly in Quebec City, many individuals, towns, and organizations are speaking out against a law that they see as xenophobic and unfair. Tonight, Off the Hour brings you an interview with Dr. James Kelly, a member of the Political Science Faculty at Concordia University.
Whose values does this charter represent?
One of the criticisms of it has been that it's misnamed. That it suggests that there's a uniform approach to Quebec values, and therefore they will be emphasized. And the problem is, it's a document that has to coexist in a multilingual, multicultural, multireligious society. I'm not sure whose values the document represents.
Do you think there's anything positive about the charter?
Actually, no, I don't. I don't think at all. The problem is, it's a document that's purporting to demonstrate, the neutrality of the state. And it's attempting to do so by, banning ostentatious religious symbols. The problem with the religious neutrality of the state is that it's typically the state's ability not to impose, religious creed or so forth. So I think this is a very misguided approach to attempting that objective.
So how much of the motivation behind the charter's invention is simply a calculated political gambit?
I mean, that's been the criticism of it. And I think the way the positioning of the government, I think, is demonstrating, in fact, that that's the case. Now, typically, in a situation that we're in, when a government's in a minority situation, they would be willing to accept amendments to achieve its legislative objective if in fact, it's a critical issue of importance to the government. But we have a minority parliament, a minority government that is refusing, even at the beginning of the debate, to accept the validity of any criticisms that may result in needed amendments. So I think because the government has indicated its unwillingness to amend the bill, despite the bill being in front of the National Assembly and its committees, indicates that it simply is there's a political objective behind the introduction of this. And I think we're left with the conclusion that it's simply to provoke the possibility of an election on the issue.
So the Pelsi-Québécois government is not interested in having an honest debate about individual freedoms or religion's place in Quebec society.
No, what I'm saying is that they're not interested in having a transparent parliamentary debate on the issue that could lead to, amendments agreeable to the opposition for it to be passed. In effect, what they're doing is attempting to govern like a majority government when, in fact, they're a minority government.
Supporters of the charter say they favor the neutrality of the state. Do you think this is a reasonable position to take in what's essentially already a secular society?
Well, again, neutrality of the state means that the state itself does not impose a religious creed or value system. Neutrality of itself is if the government doesn't impose and respects, a diversity of religious opinions and values and so forth. This is not a bill intended to do that. This is a bill that's intended to restrict religious freedom and individual values.
Do you think it takes a nationalist party to do identity politics like this? Like, could you see this debate happening with a small C government, conservative government in Ontario or in Alberta?
No, I don't think it's anything particular to, the ideological orientation of a government. I mean, the thing about the PQ is, it's a big tent brokerage party. I mean, it's people from across the political spectrum, motivated or organized around the principle of sovereignty. So I don't think it would be unfair to view this as identity politics is the politics of leftist parties and it's not of conservative parties. I think those labels simply don't hold in this province because of the issue that parties are organized around, and that's the federalist sovereigntist divide.
So even if the charter is a purely political move for the PQ, it seems needlessly divisive. How do you see the ramifications of the debate playing out in Quebec society in the future?
The ramifications right now, we're seeing a clear division between the island of Montreal and its views on the charter and the regions. So, I mean, it has been a highly divisive debate, simply because of you see it in the public opinion and how it's polling amongst different linguistic groups, amongst different geographical regions of the province.
So, if the charter becomes law, what kind of impact do you see it having on the next generation of Quebecois? How's future society going to perceive minority rights?
Well, I mean, if the charter becomes law, I mean, it will be challenged in the courts. I mean, it's clear the Quebec Human Rights Commission released quite a scathing critique of the Charter of Quebec Values, indicating that it would not withstand judicial review, the Quebec Bar Association. So all of the sort of informed public groups are arguing that the bill simply will not withstand constitutionality if it's reviewed by courts. So I think if we want to talk about this bill becoming law, I mean, that becomes the next stage, I guess, in the bill and its review.
How clearly does it infringe on the Charter of Rights and Freedoms?
Well, it infringes both the Quebec Charter of Human Rights and Freedoms and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the protection of freedom of religion. I mean, there's clear case law by the Supreme Court of Canada involving religious symbols and their ability to be worn. And, I mean, this is a bill that's being devised, you know, with clear knowledge that, you know, many of its questionable provisions are clearly incompatible with judicial rulings based on these two charters.
In spite of that, though, a lot of the roots of the debate could arguably be traced back to the cultural values developed in the Quiet Revolution era. Do you think there is room for multicultural society in contemporary Quebec society?
Well, I mean, one thing we can't forget is that it was the Parti Québécois that introduced the Charter of Quebec Charter of Human Rights and Values, which many of the provisions of this Quebec Charter of Values clearly conflict with. So, I mean, there clearly has to be room, and there is room. I mean, the Charter of Human Rights and Values respects the very principles that the current Charter of Quebec Values is attempting to infringe.
Dr. James Kelly is a professor of political science at Concordia University. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to Off the Hour. That was CKUT's Andre Goulet in an interview with Dr. James Kelly of Concordia University. Stay tuned to Off the Hour for more interviews and insight about the secular charter leading up to the conclusion of the public hearings on February 7th and the beginning of a new session at the National Assembly February 11th.